Seeing this human-like form, So very beautiful.
So very beautiful.
I am now composed in mind. And I am restored to my original nature. Support by divine grace. Hear the words Manusham Rupam clearly indicate the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be originally two-handed. Those who deride Krishna as if he were an ordinary person are shown here to be ignorant of his divine nature. If Krishna is like an ordinary human being, then how is it possible for him to show the universal form and again to show the four-handed Narayan form? So it is very clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita that one who thinks that Krishna is an ordinary person and who misguides the reader by claiming that it is the impersonal Brahman within Krishna speaking is doing the greatest injustice. Krishna has actually shown his universal form and his four-handed Vishnu form. So how can he be an ordinary human being? A pure devotee is not confused by misguiding commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, because he knows what is what. The original verses of Bhagavad Gita are as clear as the sun. They do not require lamplight from foolish commentators. So our prayer, Srila Prabhupada, is Namaste, Saraswate, for your information, by the way. Saraswate Deve. For some of you pronounce it Saraswati Deve, that is wrong. Saraswate Deve. Gauravani Pacharini, Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi Paschacha, Deshatarini Paschacha, means west, western, Deshatarini, western countries. Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi means different classes of philosophers or different classes of people who conceive of the truth to be without shesha, nirvishesha, without form, or shunya, zero. Shunya means zero. So void, sunyavadi, or nirvishesha, without form. So we are offering our respect, namaste, means I offer my respect, my homage to Srila Prabhupada, who is the servant of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So the Bhakti form, Saraswati, full servant of Saraswati, I offer my obeisances. Saraswati, Gauravani, preaching the message, the Vani, the instruction, Gaura, Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya. And defeating this impersonal idea of God. The result of people ascribing an impersonal identity or an impersonal nature to God is that our whole society is to depersonalize God, and as such we depersonalize ourselves, and as such we are very unhappy, because we are persons. God is a person, and we are persons. This is nicely explained in Sri Ishopanishad, which is part of the Yajurveda. There in the invocation, very invocation mantra, it is explained, Om Purnam Adaha Purnamidam, Purna Purnamudachya, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vasishyate. The Supreme Personality, the Absolute Truth, Omkara, indicates the Absolute Truth. Perfect combination of letters, Om, A-U-M, or the perfect sound, Omkara, is used to indicate the Absolute Truth, Om Tat Sat. So that Supreme Truth is Purnam. Purnam means perfect, complete, nothing lacking, complete. Om Purnam Adaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. And he is the origin. He's described in the Vedanta Sutra as Janma Adi. The very first verse of the Vedanta Sutra gives a definition of God which is universal. God means the source of everything. Janmadiyasya yataha. The Absolute Truth is that from whom everything emanates. That person from whom everything emanates, or that source from where everything emanates. So Ishopanishad describes that he is Purnam, perfect and complete, and although so many complete units emanate from him, in other words, the Absolute Truth was one, and he became many. Eko Bahusyam. This is also stated in the original Vedas. He was one, and Bahu, he became many. Eko Bahusyam. So, even though he became many, Ishopanishad is explaining he is not minus. He is not lacking. He is not incomplete. Just like if you take a piece of paper and you cut it up into many pieces and scatter them, the original piece of paper is gone. But that is material thinking. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, although so many expansions are coming from him, both Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva, Svamsa and Vibhinamsa expansions, those that are plenary or equal to God in quantity, and those that are equal to God only in quality. Jiva Tattva, they are also Tattva, they are also Truth, they are also Spirit, but they have only 68% of the qualities of the Absolute Truth, and that also in minute quantity. They are qualitatively equal, but quantitatively they are anu, very small, atomic. Whereas he is vibhu, or unlimited. His qualities are unlimited. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has attributes. He is sentient, but he is not ordinary. Just like we pray every morning, the time of greeting the deities, Angani Yasya Shakalendriya Vrittimanti. He is so out of the ordinary, that his senses can perform any one of the functions of any of the other senses. Now, this is not ordinary. I do not know any of us who can take prasadam just by looking at it, or just by smelling it, or just by hearing the prayers offered. We require to put it in our mouth and taste it with our tongue and digest it with our stomach. There's only one way we can eat. But the nature of the Supreme Absolute Personality, Purnam, is that he can perform any of the functions. In the Ishopanishad, it is further explained, tad ajati, tad naijati, tad dure, tad vantike, tad antarasya sarvasya, tad usarvasya syobhayata. This is the nature of God, that he walks. Although the Upanishads tend to describe the impersonal aspect of God, but Ishopanishad explains in a contradictory way, almost, seemingly contradictory, that he walks and he does not walk. So in order to walk, he requires legs, but the Ishopanishad says he does not walk. Says that he is dure, tad dure, he's very far away. We cannot approach God with our senses. Ataha, Sri Krishna Namadi, Navaved, Grayam, Indriya, the Indriyas, the senses, the knowledge, five knowledge acquiring senses, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the tactile sense, all of our knowledge is gleaned through impressions taken through the senses. But no matter how hard we search with the senses through the empirical process, you can never know Krishna. He remains far, far, far away. Vāyoratāpi manasomu nipungavānam sopyasti yatprapadatimya vichinchitatte govindamādipurusham tamaham bhajāmi. Krishna is so far away that even the big, big yogis, I'm not talking about these fellows in the middle of Stockholm who sit with boys and girls and drink coffee and tea and smoke cigarettes and practice yoga for 20 minutes. Not those yogis. But actually the yogis who go to the Himalayas and who sit in a cave and practice Ashtanga, Yam Niyamasan, Pratyahara, Pranayama, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi, who practice very difficult austerities for more than half an hour, for hundreds and thousands of years, they sit absorbed in meditation on Supersoul within the heart. Even they, after practicing pranayama, vayoratapi, even after practicing drilling the respiration, vayu, in the air, practicing pranayama, controlling the life airs in the body, doing that for millions of years. Even they, avichintya tattve, they cannot approach the inconceivable absolute truth. They can barely approach the tip of the toe of the Supreme Lord. They cannot speculate. You cannot know God by simply mental speculation. You can travel on the chariot of the mind, the Manorath, for millions of years and never approach God with your speculation. Krishna can only be known by love. He is ajita, but he becomes jita or conquered by his devotee's love. He becomes actually the servant of his devotee. So, the Isha Upanishad explains that the Lord is Purnam, perfect and complete, and therefore he must have everything that is within our creation. I like this argument. I really like it because it's very clear and it's very logical and it's irrefutable. First of all, God is the origin of everything, janma adi, the birth of everything, janma, his birth, janma adi, janma adiyasya, and he's perfect and complete, so he must have everything that his creation has. The origin cannot be less than the creation. You don't find something in the creation that is not available in the source. That's not possible. It's not logical. And we are persons. It may be an illusion, as the Mayavadis say, but where did the illusion of personality come from? There must be individuality or variety. That potential must be there in the absolute truth. Otherwise, how his creation has variety and individuality? And another point. Within our experience, we have both personal and impersonal energy. But within our experience, the impersonal energy is always dominated by a person. Everything inanimate within the universe is controlled or dominated by persons. So, therefore, we can understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is dominating his own impersonal energy. He is known as Maheshwara. He is the controller, Ishwara Paramakrishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. He is the supreme controller. He is the full embodiment of eternality, knowledge, and bliss. Vigraha means in full form. So he is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. And it is only those who have material desire to compete with the Lord, who foolishly ascribe to him, foolishly deny his personal existence, because they don't want to surrender to the Lord. They don't want to bow down to the Lord. They won't. Why should I bow down? Ishwaroham, I am the enjoyer. I am the controller. Why shall I surrender to Krishna? So Krishna says such persons are actually demons. Avajananti maam mudha manushim tanumastritam. They think that this form, this human form that I have assumed it. Astritam. Manushim tanumastritam. Avyaktam vyaktim apanam. They think that I have taken on from the avyakta, from the non-manifested, I have manifested this form. But at the time of annihilation, or at the time when I leave, that I merge back into the unmanifested. From the vyakta, I merge back into the avyakta. And Krishna says this is only their mental concoction. Avyaktam vyaktim apanam manyante mam abhudaya. Abhudaya, buddhi means knowledge. And abhuddhi, or abhudaya in this case, means they do not know, they do not have knowledge. Param bhavam ajananto, they don't know about my supreme abode, or mama bhuta maheshwaram, my supreme dominion over everything. Krishna is the controller. Even in the field of parapsychology, even in the field of psychology, we can understand that to bring will into being, there must be a person. God cannot will things to happen as an imperson, as a non-person. Only a person can have desires and a will to do things. So this idea that God is impersonal is a foolish idea. It is simply a lack of perfect knowledge. We do not deny, Krishna says, that in my unmanifested form of Yakta Murti, I am spread throughout the entire creation. We do agree that God does exist in his impersonal form everywhere, sarvam kalp idam brahma. But he also has an eternal spiritual personality. And it is not that he assumes the body. Similarly, in the Vedas, it is said, deha dehi vibhagoyam neshvare vidyate kvachit. There's no difference between the deha, the body, and the owner of the body. They're the same quality, the inside and the outside. Deha dehi vibhagoyam. There's no difference between God's spirit and God's body. For us, there's a difference. We are spiritual beings, but this body is like a coat, like a jacket that we have taken on, vasamsi, described in the Bhagavad Gita, just like a shirt or a coat. And we change bodies, and we get bewildered by that. So when we think of God, we think that he must also change his body. But that is material, mundane thinking. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani granati naro parani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani samyati navani dehi. Just like one changes his cloth, you take off an old shirt and put on a new shirt, similarly the soul takes on one body after another. This is an easy concept. Anyone can understand it with a little. Even one Stephen Jay Gould, who is one of the most famous geneticists, propounders of the evolution theory, chemical evolution theory, he regularly goes on the Christian creation debunking speaking circuit. In other words, he likes to totally chastise and debunk the theories of the Christian creationists who say that the earth began 4,000 years ago in a flood, and like that. So the scientists, they have very little respect for the Christian scientists who make that theory, because it's just not anywhere indicated in any of the fossil records at all. There's just no way to logically understand it. So even he said that although I do not have any belief in God, but at least if there were any theory that were at all logical, it is the Indian karma theory. So our presentation is quite logical, it is quite clear. We change this material body, our soul is different than our body, and the real identity of the soul is that he is also a person. And he has an eternal body which is not developed yet. It is covered over by our independent desire. The moment that we want to associate with Krishna in his personal form, we can awaken our own personal identity. As a person once said, would you rather be a lump of sugar, or would you rather taste a lump of sugar? Of course, it's obviously much nicer to have taste. So you can have whatever you want. If you want to merge with the existence, with the identity of God, then God will give you that illusion.